Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Evernon of the Paulus Fathers.
I would like to invite you to consider deeply three words: awe, wonder, and behold. These three words are deeply connected to one another, and for me, they represent a way to a deeper lived experience. Most of the time we find ourselves describing things. Almost anything, we describe things, and sometimes we describe them in great detail. And with our descriptions go judgments. We say we like this or we don't like that, or we value this or we don't value that, or we value them but not those other people. Whenever we try to describe something, we move further away from what we are trying to describe. We are moving further away from what that person or thing really is. Consider this: there are no mistakes. Especially there are no mistakes in creation. Have you ever seen a misshapen cloud or a misshapen mountain range? Have you ever seen a mistake in the texture and the grain of wood or a slab of marble? There are no mistakes. And just as there's no mistakes in the cosmos, there is no mistakes in you and I. None of us are a mistake. To enter into more deeply what we see and hear, what we feel and what we experience, we must do just one thing: behold. Just behold. Just wonder at what we are perceiving. No likes, no dislikes, no value judgments. Simply wonder at something. Simply behold someone. When I'm able to do this, I notice that something else begins to happen. I begin to merge with what I am feeling. I begin to merge with what I am looking at or in the presence of. I am allowing the fullness of that person to enter into me, and I am stretching out as fully as I possibly can to what I am perceiving. And what results is the loss of a feeling of separateness, of difference. We can practice this anywhere at all. And I think it's at the core of what Thomas Merton experienced on a street corner in Louisville, Kentucky. At the corner of Spruce and Pine, a busy downtown intersection, all at once he was overcome with feeling at one with every single person that was in that intersection. He allowed the fullness of that scene completely into his life, and he stretched out and embraced the totality of that intersection. And what he experienced was the loss of the feeling of any separateness, feeling not only at one with them, but at one with all of creation. With a few deep breaths and a calm mind, we can gently allow what we are seeing and perceiving and experiencing, we can gently allow that into our lives, into our very self, and we can gently allow ourselves to stretch out and embrace what we are perceiving. And at first, for a brief moment or two, we can experience being one with what we are looking at, with what we're perceiving. With this gentle absorbing and stretching, we can begin to experience ever more deeply the present moment. We can experience the divine now in the present moment, right here, right now.